You hear that music? It means Milwaukee Night Market is about to return. And in this spotlight interview, I'm delighted to welcome to What's on Tap, Westtown Association's Megan Kujawa. And Megan, usually when I see you, we're under the tent right out there on Wisconsin Avenue. We are inside, just inside 3rd Street Market Hall. So just steps away from where Night Market will be. But tell us what you're excited about, Milwaukee Night Market this year.
Yeah, there is so much to be excited for. I can't believe it's already 1 week away, but I really do think the best of summer is yet to come, starting with the night market coming up. So we have a lot of new elements this year with some new vendors, a new footprint for attendees to expect, and some new entertainment pieces and theme nights all every night this year.
You've been busy when it's not been night market, sounds like, evolving this festival. Now, so the first is June 24th, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. And it is something to circle on your calendar because, Megan, how many years has Night Market been happening now?
So since 2014 in its entirety, and Westtown Association took over the event in 2021.
So think about how long that's been. And it was maybe 2 years ago where I finally went to my first one. And I was so embarrassed because I've always heard great things about it. And I've seen the photos on social media. Thousands of people really having a great time with Wisconsin Avenue blocked off, and we're just all having a big block party. And when I finally went to my first night market, it is unique. It is, for as much as we go to other festivals and ethnic festivals and music fests, and there's happy vibes, I'm telling you, it is people of all ages, of all, people who live in the neighborhood, people are just coming through, college kids, people who just got out of work, people who are walking out of a hotel going, wow, I didn't realize Milwaukee was this much fun. It is such a happy vibe. And then people are truly strolling, chatting with each other, stopping at different vendors, whether it's an artist or whether it's a food item, it's a beverage, it's somebody who's got financial services. It is it's really a communal positive vibe. It's one of my favorite festivals in the city. But I genuinely mean that because I haven't found that feel, this different, unique feel anywhere else.
Yeah, the night market really is something for everyone. You're either going to run into 25 people that you know, or you're going to come home with 5 new best friends that you've never met before.
The 25 people that you know, that's on track for me. Yep. I was like, oh my gosh, Shelley, there you are.
Yeah.
But you're right, though. I have met people there that I'm still in touch with. That's so it's really, I would say, a signature summer event. And what do you think is it about Milwaukee Night Market that creates this atmosphere?
I think it's the location of it being right in the heart of downtown Milwaukee is something that's really exciting and appealing in a place that maybe not everyone on the daily feels like the most invited to. But during the night market, anyone can show up, whether, like you said, coming right out of their office, coming home from work, families that are picking up daycare and heading downtown from the suburbs. It's just really an exciting place to be. And I think as well as our vendor lineup, we have over 230 vendors that participate throughout the season. And not only are our vendor backgrounds diverse, but also what they are providing is diverse. You can really find anything that you want at the night market.
I would also say it's never the same night market twice. When you talk about 230 vendors, they're not all there crammed in on Wisconsin Avenue. Right. You have truly, when I've hosted at the tent last year, every single, like, I couldn't book the same artist because oh no, I'm not going to be this one. But it was a whole wealth of other artists and food vendors and crafts and bookstores. And so it really is never the same.
Yeah.
Same fest twice. Tell me about, I keep saying the block party on Wisconsin Avenue. So where is Night Market happening in summer of 2026?
Yes. So at the heart of it, it's staying the same right on West Wisconsin Avenue between 2nd Street and Bellar Phillips. So right in front of the 3rd Street Market Hall here at the studios. But this year we're making a change and we are eliminating the use of 2nd Street and instead moving that over to Bellar Phillips Avenue, where we'll have a half block closure north and south on Bellar Phillips Avenue. And then that also gives us the opportunity to utilize the Baird Community Commons and the city's Bellar Phillips Plaza.
Interesting. So yeah, it makes it more fun technically.
Yeah.
So thanks for that update on the footprint. And you also have, like I just said, it's never the same night market. I just meant in that you will always find different places to shop, mm-hmm. different places to eat in all these little tents. Now they have their own theme.
Yes.
Tell us about the different themes. For example, what are we kicking off next Wednesday with?
Next week, we're kicking off with Western Night. So we're trying to build on the themes that we started back in 2022. We did College Night for that year and have consistently done College Night. And this year thought it would be an awesome opportunity to theme every of the four markets. And it gave us a way to engage with new sponsors, as well as a way to curate our vendors and entertainment in a more thoughtful way. So for Western Night, that's going to be heavily entertainment focused. So we're going to have a country musician and the main Educators Credit Union entertainment zone. We have a new entertainment area this year as well on Baird Community Commons, which is the FPC Unplugged tent, where we'll have a bluegrass band. And then for our pop-up performance this year, we have Red's lineup is going to be doing two sets, and one of them will be an instructional line dancing event. So then the attendees can actually be part of the entertainment this year.
And nobody's going to be mad that they learned a line dance.
Right, of course not.
Oh, that's fun. And notice I said kick it off, so I feel like yes. You need to wear your boots for Western Night.
For sure.
But what a nice, I think we talk about diversity and a wide variety of entertainment. I've seen fire dancers. Mm-hmm. We've had DJs doing the club dancing out on the street, yep. You know, and local musicians. So it's fun to touch into this genre.
Yes.
And bluegrass and country. Correct. And really embrace that style. So yeah. That is Western Night. And then July's night market on July 22nd.
Bark After Dark. So that is our first time we are partnering with From Family Pet Foods this year on this night, and it is our pet friendly event. So your friendly leashed pets are always welcome to the market, but this year there's going to be an exciting element for them. They will have a very important VIP, very important pet area for them to visit, some great giveaway items, and then in our alley adjacent to the Milwaukee Symphony Center, there is going to be Adoption Alley. So that's going to be an opportunity for some different rescues, local rescues, for attendees to come by and see.
Be a lot of tail wagon in that alley.
Yes, for sure.
So that's June and July, and then in August, I feel like we need to get out our passport for this theme.
For sure, it is International Flavor Night. So we are going to have some really awesome vendors and entertainment that is curated to express all the different cultures that are part of Milwaukee and make Milwaukee really special. So you can taste your way through the world along West Wisconsin Avenue.
I like that because we embrace our heritage festivals so much here. And Lena, I just went to Polish Fest last weekend, had a great time.
Yeah.
And we spend these weekends mm-hmm. spotlighting some of our culture and heritage, but now to just amp that up and put a whole bunch of cultures and heritages.
Yes.
I can just imagine the scents and the flavors and the aromas and the chance to get something that's handheld in the street. So you can try an Indian flavored dish that you maybe haven't had, or something even more exotic and sample your way around the world.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun. So that's August. And then it does go into September. September is such an underrated month weather-wise here in Wisconsin. So it's great to still embrace a Wednesday in September, September 16th. And this is a smart idea. Tell me about this theme.
Yes. So this is College Night, which was our first theme night that, again, we started back in 22. And it's been very successful every year. It's a great way. That's right. That week usually lands when all of the local campuses are back in school, in session. And so it gives a way for students that are maybe new to Milwaukee or other students that have been part of Milwaukee before, but maybe haven't experienced downtown and can come be part of the city that they're going to call home for the next school year.
You go to Marquette, you just walk down the street.
Yep, very easy.
And I like that it's College Night, so mm-hmm. you can be a new student or you can be an alumni, and you can use it as an excuse to go, okay, we've been meaning to get together and rabble-rouse some of your alumni friends to meet up.
Yes, and we definitely encourage everyone to wear their spirit wear that they have.
That's easy. That's easy. We have such pride here.
Yes, we do.
Megan Kujawa from Westtown Association, thank you for working hard in the not-so-summer seasons, but to create and evolve Milwaukee Night Market into something that continues to grow and be even more fun and inclusive. And the price is right. Absolutely free.
Yes, free for everyone to attend.
And what's the best website to keep up with each of the individual Night Market themes and find out more?
At mkenightmarket.com.
Megan Kujawa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.